Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A high wind watch and fire watch begin at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 61. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 21.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Governor Laura Kelly issues a state of disaster emergency for wildland fires. That starts today and runs through the weekend. Strong winds combined with these dry conditions could spark a fire. Governor Laura Kelly announces her final annual budget. It includes increased funding for special education and mental health programs. The budget also calls upon the legislature to invest in the state's water supply and devote more money to state hospitals. And President Trump signs the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act into law. It's a bipartisan bill introduced by Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Last year, the law let schools participating in the National School Lunch Program offer whole or 2% milk to students. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss. Like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at teartheapaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton USD 211 School Board meeting, the regular meeting of the Board of Education of USD 211 was called to order by Michael Terry, President, on January 12, 2026. Those present were Michael Terry, Kate Sprigg, Mitch Lowry, Shanna Clark, Dina Winty, DJ Frick, Ryan Katz, and others to present school board business or observe. Motion by Dina Winte, second by Ryan Katz, to accept the consent agenda as presented. Motion carried 7-0. The consent agenda consisted of approval of minutes of the December 8, 2025 regular meeting, approval of bills and transfers, and approval of the agenda for January 12th meeting. Expenditures were approved for payment. Total payroll was $539,870.60, and total bills were $387,870.47. Superintendent Roy introduced Teresa Schultz and Kim Fiscus, who, on behalf of the Norton Teachers Association and all USD 211 teachers, offered their appreciation to the USD 211 School Board of Education members for volunteering their time and efforts to the Norton Community Schools. The NTA group provided cinnamon rolls and fresh fruit as a treat for the meeting. Superintendent Roy welcomed new board members DJ Frick and Mitch Lowry to the Board of Education and also offered his appreciation to all board members for the work that they do for the school district. Superintendent Roy shared that his email was hacked Monday morning and used it to send multiple phishing emails before it was stopped. He praised Bill Brockelman for his quick assistance in the matter and for taking steps to protect his information, along with taking extra precautionary steps to protect the rest of the district accounts as well. Superintendent Roy shared a legislative update stating that the most prominent school-related bill at this time is a statewide K-12 cell phone ban in schools. Superintendent Roy's final item was to inform the board of the Knights of Columbus Tootsie Roll Drive donation in the amount of $156.15. Motion made by Dina Wente, seconded by Kate Sprigg, to accept the $156.15 donation from the Norton Knights of Columbus Tootsie Roll Drive with much appreciation. Motion carried 7-0. Norton Jag K. Jobs for American Graduates, Kansas instructor Matt Nyland and five of the student members gave a presentation of the Norton Jag program. Jag K provides project-based learning opportunities, career exploration, real-world competencies, and much more. The group volunteers at the elementary, has an on-site job shadowing experience in local businesses, classroom visits from local professionals, along with other events at the local, regional, state, and national level. Eisenhower Elementary 5th grade social studies teacher Brooke Roop introduced how she teaches current levels in the classroom by sharing that the students watch a news report each day, and she follows up with a bi-weekly trivia game that keeps the students involved. She hosted a small trivia exam to test board member skills as an example of the classroom activity. Motion by Dina Wente, seconded by Kate Sprigg, to go into executive session to discuss litigation issues pursuant to the exception for matters which would be deemed privileged in the attorney-client relationship under KOMA, and that the board return to the open meeting at 7:50 in the same room. Motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy stayed in the executive session. The board returned to open meeting at 7:50. Superintendent Roy asked the Board of Education for volunteers for the calendar committee. Ryan Katz volunteered for the committee. Superintendent Roy asked the Board of Education for volunteers for the negotiations committee and stated that there is training required to participate, which the district would provide. Kate Sprigg and Shanna Clark volunteered to be on the committee, with Michael Terry volunteering as alternate and will participate as he is available. Troy Kieswetter, Lucas Melvin, and Bobby Murray gave reports for each of their respective schools. Each of their reports include current enrollment numbers, highlights of the fall semester, and upcoming events for the spring semester. For all the schools, administration noted new programs for improvement in student behavior and believed there has been improvement this school year. Kate Sprigg gave an update of the December North Central Kansas Special Education Co-op Board meeting. There were no updates for the Curriculum Council or PDC Committee. Motion by Dina Wente, seconded by Kate Sprigg, to go into executive session five times to discuss personnel assignments and actions pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under KOMA and return to open meeting at 9:37. Motion carried 7-0. Personnel actions, motion by Dina Wente, seconded by Kate Sprigg, to accept the resignation of Steve Vance as high school math and public speaking teacher and NCHS forensic coach at the end of the 25-26 school year, and Jeremy Hawks as the NCHS head football coach. Motion carried 7-0. With no further business, Michael Terry adjourned the meeting. In Nebraska news, the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office reports an inmate passed while in the custody of the Red Willow County Detention Center. Blaine Frericks, age 22, of Bartley, was booked early Monday morning in McCook Police Department on a charge of DUI over 0.15 or more. An arrest affidavit says the McCook officer observed various traffic violations in McCook and stopped Frericks' vehicle, later taking him into custody following field sobriety tests and a preliminary breath test of 3.347. Around 1:30 a.m. Monday, an alcohol test was administered at the jail, indicating a result of 0.325. The officer then transported Frericks to McCook Community Hospital to be medically cleared due to the high alcohol level. The officer returned to the jail around 4:20 with Frericks, where he was released to jail staff. A news release did not indicate when the death occurred. Sheriff Kevin Darling says the incident is being investigated by the Nebraska State Patrol. They were also assisted initially by McCook Fire Department paramedics and McCook Police Department. Although the incident is still under investigation, Sheriff Darling says initial indications are that there was no indication of trauma, self-imposed or otherwise. An autopsy has been ordered by County Attorney Paul Wood. Sheriff Darling extended prayers and condolences to the family and friends. A former teacher and coach for Maywood Public Schools convicted in a child porn and sexual abuse case has been sentenced. Frontier County District Court records show 30-year-old Nicholas High was sentenced to 5 years probation and 90 days in jail for attempted manufactured visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct, third-degree sexual abuse by a school employee, and 2 counts of felony child abuse. He pled no contest to the charges last October, and in exchange for the other charges were dropped. The judge in the case also ordered High to pay $7,500 fine and sign sex offender paperwork. An arrest affidavit detailing the case has been sealed, but a complaint shows the alleged crimes occurred between 2020 and 2024, involving at least 4 victims. High was a physical education teacher at Maywood Public Schools, as well as an assistant coach for the Maywood Hay Center football and boys basketball teams. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On the menu today at Eisenhower Elementary for lunch, there's beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. At the junior-senior high school today for lunch, soft or hard shell taco or chef salad, corn, fruit, and milk. At the Northern Valley schools today, lunch is sloppy joes, tater tots, vegetable, fruit, and milk. Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and the Norton Blue Jays head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming events.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week was only the Durham Invitational, but it was a busy weekend for you. Friday, the girls at the second place, 3 champions, a couple seconds, total of 6 placers for the girls. But the girls up and down. Of course, 5th the one time, 10th as low as 10th, but come up back up to 2nd. So what are your thoughts about the Durham?
I thought the girls overall wrestled really well. Team scoring-wise, I don't really start looking at it till we get closer to the finals, mostly because especially at the Durham, we had a lot of round robins, so I knew a lot of those points weren't going to come in till the very end, which worked out in our favor because I think we had 3 of them that were in round robins that ended up winning it, which bumped our team score quite a bit. Allowing us to finish 2nd place with only 10 varsity wrestlers. I was pretty happy with the way they competed.
The champions Lexington team, the girls from Lexington, they were pretty powerful. They've been pretty good in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, we saw them week 1 as well. But the one big difference is up in Nebraska, they have descent plans. So by now they're all down to the weights that they plan on wrestling all year. Whereas we can kind of start there. But overall, head-to-head, I thought we wrestled really well with them. And overall, I was really happy with the way the girls competed. We stayed in good position, and we scored points. We even had a couple people avenge matches, like Dally Braun lost on the front side to a girl and then ended up pinning her in the backside for 3rd and 4th. So I was happy with the way we competed.
One other thing, that weekend, your junior varsity also had a little tournament.
Yeah, this was the first year we ran the girls JV tournament. And it went really well for our girls. I think everybody got a win. Charlotte Garrity was our lone person to go undefeated on the girls' side. But overall, very good tournament for the girls.
Then on Saturday, again, the Durham for the boys' side. First place finish for you. 3 champions, a couple runner-ups, a couple thirds for you. One team wasn't able to make it, but yet it was still a pretty tough tournament.
Yeah, there was a lot of really tough battles, and I was really happy with the way the boys came out after Christmas. We're still working on some of those little things, staying in good position, but we're seeing lots of improvement, which is where we need to be seeing this at this point in the season. Talk about a lot with our young kids about it's not where we start the season, it's where we're going to end. So I was really happy overall. I mean, it was the first time in over a decade we've won the tournament, so I was really happy, especially with the way some of those kids wrestled with some of the kids that they don't normally see, since we brought in a Council Grove and some teams that we don't really see until this part of the year.
And of course, your junior varsity squad too, there's several placings there.
Yeah, the JV on the boys' side, they were pinning kids left and right. I was really happy to see the results of that. I think we had like four or five champions, and there was a lot of falls, a lot of takedowns, and we were scoring lots of points on the JV side. Really happy for those kids to see some success, and what they're doing is really paying off for them. They're really buying into the system, and it's working out.
Coach, this week it's going to be a busy week for all your squads. On Thursday, you're going to start it off 6 o'clock duel at the East Campus for the girls. They'll be taking on the Goodland Cowgirls there. Tell us a little bit about this duel.
This duel, there will be 9 or 10 matches. We haven't actually ever got to duel them before because the Goodland duel is usually the night before regional wrestling for girls. So we've always kind of sat that out. We were able to get it scheduled. We'll get 9 or 10 matches. For the most part, there should be some good matches in there. But it'll be neat to have a girls-only duel for the first time.
Again, that's going to be at the East Campus at 6 o'clock. Now, on Friday, you're going to send your boys to Hayes and Newton. Let's talk about the Hayes tournament first.
We're going to send 10 of our boys to the JV tournament in Hayes. It's a big JV tournament in this area. A lot of teams go. There's going to be a lot of varying ability levels there, which is great. Well, all of our kids will get matches at their level and be able to compete and hopefully continue to get better.
Then the other squad, the varsity squad, will be heading to Newton, a 9 o'clock start there. And, of course, that is a large tournament in itself.
Right. There's 38 teams signed up to be there. We're taking 10 kids there as well. And a lot of these kids have been to a lot of big tournaments growing up. But it's different when you're in the high school. You have to make weight twice. It's great for them to have that practice of having to make weight twice, just like when you're at the state tournament. So I'm excited to see how we compare. We haven't seen a lot of these schools since last year, and this year we stayed up in Nebraska a lot at the beginning of the year. So it's going to be nice to see some of these schools and see how our boys can compare.
Of course, Norton, one of the smaller squads, but there is some schools that are comparable that will be at the Newton this year, and they will also bring some of their good wrestlers.
Yeah, Leon Bluestem, Southeast Saline, Nickerson. There's a handful of small schools that will bring a handful of wrestlers. I think we're going to bring the biggest team out of the smaller schools, but it'll be good to see those teams as well, because a lot of times we don't typically see them till state, if not regionals.
Of course, again, that tournament is at 9 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Then on Saturday, you will be sending the varsity girls and the junior varsity girls to Hayes of the Prairie Classic, 9 a.m. start. What do you know about that tournament?
It's going to be at their new high school, so that's some of the excitement. They get to be in the new big gym that they have. We got to leave bright and early because start time's at 9 and their weigh-in's at 7. But the girls are excited. We get to see some bigger schools in the area, and we get to see some more schools that we don't typically get to see until really regionals or state. So it'll be good to get some head-to-heads for future seedings.
Of course, then you don't know really what's going to occur at Newton on Saturday, but mainly in the mornings it will be the backside consolation matches.
Correct. They typically wrestle through the semis and 2 rounds backside on the first day of Newton, and then all the backside and medal rounds on the second day.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck starting on Thursday when the girls duel Goodland, Friday the junior varsity boys to Hayes, and also the varsity boys will be going to Newton. Then again on Saturday, girls the Prairie Classic in Hayes at the new school, and the boys will be at Newton on a 2-day tournament. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thanks, Fig, and good luck to Coach Brockelman and all of the wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Henkel Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, it's sunny with a high near 61, breezy with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, there will be increasing clouds with a low around 25, blustery with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could potentially gust as high as 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow, patchy blowing dust after 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 40, windy with a northwest wind 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a low around 13, blustery with a northwest wind at 10 to 15 to 20 miles per hour, some gusts as high as 35. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 27, blustery and a north wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Forecast for Monday on Martin Luther King Day should be mostly sunny with a high near 40. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 53. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Currently at the Norton Municipal Airport, it's fair conditions and 21 degrees. The humidity is 93%. Wind speed out of the southwest at 12 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.91. And the wind chill is 9 degrees. Your weather has been brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Royals GM J.J. Piccolo spoke to the media on Tuesday about moving the outfield fence in 8 to 10 feet from left to right field and how it could potentially fair in attracting free agents to the club.
Players typically go where the best deal, financial deal, is offered. Now, can we talk about how we've moved the ballpark in and we expect it to play better? Sure, we can talk about that. Once we have some hard data, some history, now it'll be real. I think our messaging with free agents would just simply be, hey, look, this is a more rewarding ballpark now than it once was, but you still have to be able to hit a ball hard at a certain angle to get it out of here. It's not just going to be a pop-up and it goes.
The project is well underway, and Piccolo says the timeline is to finish with 10 days before opening day, with a few more days because the Royals open on the road. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin, so you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This corn growing season, the pressure is on. You've got to work smarter, not harder. So turn to TribalPro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, TribalPro works overtime to protect plant health and your potential yield, even in fields with low disease pressure. When you need your inputs to go above and beyond, choose TribalPro fungicide for disease control you can take to the bank. Ask your retailer for TribalPro today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.